I've never done a six-day race.
Well, what's the longest you've done?
I did 24 hours, and that was a long time ago. Oh, no, actually, I did 24 hours for training as training for the channel last year.
Now, your ability to swim the English Channel is legendary. Remind me, when was the first time you swam the channel and how fast it took you to do it?
First time, and that was the first time of our team, was in 1985, and that was 17 hours 01, because I'm a slow swimmer and they're the tides.
Is there any comparison between doing this and swimming the English Channel?
I mean, for me, I still have the weight now from last year's channel. So swimming is easier and you don't have to carry the weight, and biking also. But the thing is, before I did the channel, before 85, I wanted actually, because people told how nice ultras are, I wanted to do multi-day running because they said you get great experiences. You have pain, but you get great experiences. And I have always injuries that kept me from doing it.
Well, could you describe for people what, in fact, you did last summer that was pretty historic?
I mean, one thing is, in 85, a number of people trained, and it was two of us who did it, Adirata and me. Adirata one day later. And then we went back to New York to celebrate, and Sri Chinmoy said our goal is self-transcendence. One of the first things.
Now, you were a little shocked by this. You just won the English Channel, and you thought, hey, this is pretty good.
Yeah, and then he had this vision of, what do you think about swimming the English Channel, biking 150 miles, and running two marathons? And he said, do you think it's frightening or challenging? He didn't tell us to do it. And, of course, we said, it's challenging. And so the idea was in the back of my mind for a long time. Vedika, who has swum the English Channel 5 times. By the way, Kartik has swum the English Channel 10 times from our team. So they are legends, too. So last year it manifested. And the nice thing was it was 25 years after my first English Channel swim. And it happened to be 10 minutes faster, which doesn't mean much because of the tides. And then I had a short rest, biked 300 kilometers through Brussels, and then ran 2 marathons to Aachen. And I wanted to do it like a five-nation thing with a little bit of rest in between.
Is it possible to describe being able to fulfill a pledge that you've been really holding on to for 25 years?
I mean, in the beginning, I was naive, and I thought, if there is enough grace, and can just go and do it. But luckily, the grace also helped me not to do it in this way, like my bike, which I took to New York, got stones. I couldn't do it right away without proper training. And then over the 25 years, I got into triathlons, like, not as a pro. I was always a little bit afraid of all this technical power, you know. You need money for the bike and everything. So I only wanted to test my ability, the self-transcendence thing, and to, yeah, get joy from it.
So can you describe, though, I mean, literally, how long did this event take you to do last summer?
Oh, the event itself?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was 60 hours, 15 minutes to swim.
So, okay.
And then we had to get on the boat because we landed right at Cap Grenet, like the sacred place for channel swimmers to land. And then the boat had to drop me in Calais, which took another 1.5 hours to get there. And then I happened to be all by myself because my helpers decided to come only if I made it, because I didn't make it 2 years ago. And then I had proper rest, like for 7 hours, plus getting to the hotel and stuff. And then the biking was about, we started Saturday 12 o'clock and went through Brussels, had a rest there, and ended with the biking Sunday 6 o'clock, had 3 hours rest, started in the middle of the night, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, on Sunday and ran into Monday afternoon.
When you crossed the finish line, were there people there to greet you, or?
No, it was a private thing. I mean, we gave it afterwards to the media, and there was a little bit of response also. But I didn't want to make it a big public thing because it would have taken some inequality away. I'd had the experience previously, so I didn't want that. We just took pictures.
Okay. Now, there must have been a tremendous sense of joy and pride that you did it, though. I mean, when you crossed that finish line so long after you started, in a way.
I mean, I was... One thing is I was exhausted. My feet were hurting because I had blisters. But I was extremely grateful. Pride? I had afterwards the feeling that it's like a very solid achievement that was kind of given to me. And it's so funny when I deal with business people, my internet marketing business, they get so much joy from dealing with a person who did that. And I love this, that it's more than if you have like a certain amount of money in the bank or a car or two or three cars in the garage.
You've really accomplished something.
It's something that's there forever.
But Santi, people could say that after doing what you did last summer, you could hang up your goggles and your running shoes and your bicycle spikes and say, that's enough, but here you are now. What brought you back to this?
Well, I guess the same that made me try it again after 25 years. Girl's philosophy is to keep going. I like this, I don't know, there's this talk or essay or poem about a great champion, you know that? And even when the standard is going down. So, but girl always, until when he died at 76, always entered new fields and would never rest. And I'm 54 now, and when Guru was 54, that was exactly the year when we swam the channel, Guru entered this new field of weightlifting. And what Guru did since then, it's just so inspiring, and I feel like an inner obligation to kind of tread in Guru's footsteps with my humble possibilities.
Any surprises about being here?
Oh, here?
Yeah, here. Right. This is what we're doing. This is the here and now, I think.
I mean, one surprise is just the massage I got now. And I can walk and run normally again. And that teaches you also that you have to take care of your body. And I really like this trying to combine the mind, the spirit, and the physical. And creating a balance. And then you can do more maybe than you expected you would be able to do.
Thank you.